Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and later in the day, he and his wife Melania attended a number of balls here in Washington where he spoke to those gathered.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you. And we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president who has never held elective office before, been appointed to a government position, or served in its military. Protesters disrupted President Trump's inauguration ceremony, smashing storefronts, burning vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people during the day. Muriel Bowser is Washington's mayor. She said there are circumstances in which the protesters could avoid breaking the law.
Follow the law, and they can exercise their First Amendment rights peaceably. That means they're not destroying property. That means they're not tearing up trash cans. That means they're not setting fires. That means they're not picking up bricks and throwing them at my officers or at each other.
There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday, where one protest leader in Britain said the British people are standing against anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and Mr. Trump's vision. As for former President Barack Obama and his family, they left Washington for a vacation in California. Before leaving, he said, "This is just a transition of power." This is VOA News.